Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, man. I just had one of those horrible moments. All right. How many of you, to get into your office, you need a fob, a key fob? How many of you? Okay. The helpless feeling when you lock yourself out of your place of work because you have left to use the facilities and you go back into the station only to realize not only have you forgotten your fob, you have forgotten your cell phone, which I don't usually carry around with me anyway during the break. And I'm sitting there, I'm pounding on the door and I'm realizing, number one, nobody's here. Because of COVID. Number two, anybody who hears me pounding on the door is going to think some maniac is trying to break into the station without authorization. And they're half right about the maniac, but they're not right without the authorization. So I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but I feel like such a dumbass right now. And thank you to the dude who saved my bacon by calling Pasquale and saying, he did it again. Can you just, like, let him in? I'm very proud of myself. I did not blaspheme, and I did not drop any F-bombs, and I was actually laughing about it outside, deep inside. I kept saying, it's Tom. I've locked myself out, thinking that anybody hear me pounding on the door, like I said, would think it's a maniac trying to get back in. Anyway, hi. Nice of you to be with us. Hope you had a good day at work. I'm having a magnificent day at work, so there's that. And it is the day after Cinco de Mayo. Thank you to the individual who did me a Cinco de Mayo favor. It is very much appreciated. Thank you kindly. You know who you are. I'm pretty sure I have attention deficit disorder. So I'm going to whip out three. Ooh, a squirrel. A chipmunk. So I'm going to whip out three things. And I'm just going to, like, throw it out there. I'm going to cast my line into the waters of radio and see which takes off and which just bleeds into the sands of time, never to reemerge again from the Sahara. Okay, number one, since we are trying to help KISS 98.5 with the KISS Cares for Oshai Children's Hospital Radiothon, I can keep one topic along the medical front. But instead of hearing about bad stuff, I'd like to kind of hear about fun stuff. And is there anybody who does not relish telling the story of the stupidest thing they did that resulted in a trip to the hospital or a trip to the doctor? What I like to call hold my beer, I have an idea moments. They never work out well. I have had so many of those, I could spend the entire hour talking about them. I'm not the brightest bulb in the box. Like the time I was playing with the spring from my pen and it penetrated my finger and came out the other side. Doctor just looked at me and said, you again. Now what? Yep. Yeah, I expect this from you. So the hold my beer, I have an idea thing that got you into the hospital or the doctor. And by the way, if you want to donate to Oshai Children's Hospital and the KISS Cares, you can go to WBEN.com, make your donation there. And we do thank our sponsors for that, Topps Friendly Markets and my good buddies at Rachel's Mediterranean Restaurants. I've been going there for years. I know Henry, I know Hannah. And Rachel, I remember when Rachel was just a little kid. I mean, now she's a grown-up woman. And I always tease her about what's it like to have your own restaurant empire, and Joe and Kathy and everybody associated with Rachel's. But that's one thing, all right? Now, the other thing is robocalls. Which robocalls are you getting? And I just want to say one thing. No matter how down I get, no matter how depressed I am so delighted that there is a woman somewhere in America who spends night and day concerned about my car's warranty. She calls me every day about my car warranty. She thinks about my car more than I think about my car. Last night, I was really pissed off last night. It was late. I mean, it was like before 9, but it was, you know, it was a... The phone rings. It's a number I don't know, but I get calls sometimes from people that doing business, and I might not know their son. So it's, hi, thank you for choosing Marriott. Well, you know what? I don't think I'll ever choose Marriott again because you won't leave me alone on the damn phone. I don't know if it's Marriott or somebody impostering Marriott. I don't care. Marriott and the car warranty calls are driving me freaking crazy. And I wish I could use the other word. Who is robocalling you? Which are you guys getting, the Marriott ones and the car warranty ones? I get once a day. And no matter how many times you hit block number, they come up with another number. It's terrible. Just awful. Just terrible. And I'm going to throw one more thing out there just because... I don't know. This is something I've never done before. So what did you throw out that you regret throwing out? In my case, a whole bunch of vinyl LPs. But as I have admitted on the air previously, I found a vinyl container of vinyl LPs I forgot I had saved, along with a bunch of 45s. Not handguns, but 45 records. And another box. And I don't know why I saved them. But I don't think the cards are worth anything. I don't think I've got, you know, a Guy Lafleur rookie card or whatever. But I found a treasure trove of mint condition NHL cards, I think from the 1972-73 season. And I'm looking through them, and it's like, Cesar Maniago. Oh, my goodness. I haven't thought of that name for a while. Jude Drouin. Rogi Vachon. Oh, my goodness. Gilles Gilbert. It was like a walk back into my youth. And then I realized, because I know Mike Robitaille's daughter, Sarah, and I realized, you know what? If I find a Mike Robitaille card, I am so going to give this to Sarah. I have not found a Mike Robitaille card as of yet. And there are so few films, if any, of Mike Robitaille playing hockey. And I remember being a little kid watching Mike playing hockey at the Odd. And the funny thing is, I'm looking at all these names, Orland Kurtenbeck, thinking, you know what? Mike Robitaille would have a story, and a funny one, about every single person at whose face I am now looking. Marcel Proteau. Oh, my goodness. I'm aging myself. Mike Pellick. Mike Palmateer. I could go on, but why? All right. You know, I'm just wondering what you kept, and you wonder why you kept it. I mean, I'm glad I kept this stuff, and I'm sure the cards could go for like a buck a piece, but I don't know that I want to go through the trouble of listing them all on eBay, because that seems like kind of a pain in the ass for a buck a piece, to be honest with you, but I don't know. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right. Those are my topics. I've cast three lines into the water, so you choose the one on which you would like to nibble and stand by for your chance to win Genesis tickets, but it's not yet. I'll let you know. Okay, Dennis is first up from Orchard Park. The stupidest thing, and you might have a long list, but the one stupidest thing you did that actually put you in a hospital or the doctor's office. Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the one stupidest thing you did.
Oh my God, you're gonna love this. In 1969, I bought a new Triumph motorcycle. And I went with my brother and a friend of mine, and I put my dad on the back of my motorcycle. And we went to, it was called Ford Woods. It's in Detroit, Michigan, or in Dearborn, Michigan. And I climbed the hill with my dad on the back. When we got to the top of the hill, he fell off. The motorcycle flipped over, and I broke my foot, and I ended up in a hospital.
Oh, my. So, okay, just out of curiosity, why was that a stupid thing? I mean, that sounds like an unfortunate accident.
Well, it was stupid because I had my dad on the back, and he was in his 50s at that time.
Ed, did he throw off your balance?
He did when I got to the top of the hill. On the back, kind of put me out of balance. And the motorcycle flipped over, and I broke my left foot.
Okay, how did Dad make out of this thing?
Well, he came out pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. I've been on a motorcycle twice in my life. I loved it both times, but I'm not going to lie, and this is not a judgment call, I did feel like I was kind of making out with the guy in front of me.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a motorcycle I haven't been on in 3 years. I still got it. My wife and my kids want to know why I still have it. It's because it's mine, and I'm gonna ride it this year. I'm gonna be 75 years old in July,
oh my God.
And I rode this motorcycle to Tennessee, the Great Smoky Mountains. I took my grandson, he was 9 years old at the time, across the mountain to Cherokee, North Carolina, and back. And I just love riding a motorcycle.
Well, you know what? I'm happy for you. I don't have the courage to do it myself because. My view is driving has become less pleasurable and more dangerous every day. They ought to make it easier to get a gun and harder to get a driver's license.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
I'm glad you called, Dennis. And I don't think that was particularly stupid. I mean, but then again, I don't really know anything about motorcycles. I mean, it always, like, to me, it sounds like a great idea. And the twice I've been on them, it was really cool. But I don't trust the way people drive anymore. Like green lights, you got to look both ways. Red lights are optional. They have become totally optional. People don't even slow down anymore. You know, and I've got like a sturdy, you know, tank of a car. It's actually, its base is a Panzer Tiger, I believe. Let's go to, it's not really a Panzer Tiger, come on. All right, so which robocalls are you getting that are driving you nuts? The car warranty or Marriott, or is there another robocall that somehow I've been left out of the loop on? I didn't get the memo. Stupidest thing you did that made you go to the hospital or the doctor's office, and the stuff you threw away you wish you hadn't, and the stuff you didn't throw away and you wonder why you haven't. I mean, it's a great walk down memory lane, but I'm not exactly going to retire off the money I make from these hockey cards, which I'm going to try to sell. Like, part of me wants to sell them, then the other part of me is like, maybe I should just throw them out. Let's go to the calls on WBEN. Bob in East Aurora, which robocall are you getting all the time?
I invite them all to call me.
Oh, don't.
I love them. Yeah, no, listen, check this out. Myself and four or five other truck drivers out of the Buffalo area, we drive within a 250-mile radius of Buffalo, and we all talk on the phone. We call it the cell phone tribune, and we... we'll say, hey, hang on, I got one, and I'll bring them on the line with us, and we'll just play with it and see how long we can keep them on. Another guy, Al or Bob, whoever I'm on with, might have one. We'll bring them into their call, and we'll do the same thing.
So you do the Jerky Boys thing with them, basically?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay, now that sounds really funny, but the goal of the robocall is to get you to press a number so they put you through to an operator, right?
Yes. Oh, we get them. We disguise our voices. We'll talk as women. It's great. Originally, they really ticked me off to where I called my cell phone provider and says, how can we stop this? And a gentleman on the phone says, the only way you're going to stop it, sir, is to stop answering them. I'm like, all right. So I stopped answering them for a while. They kept coming. Forget it. I'll play with them. I'm driving out here. I'm out here for, 10, 12 hours a day. I have time to play, so let's go.
All right. I love it. It's not for the simple-minded or feeble. It you need a robust intellect to compete with the masters behind the robocalls. Thanks. And, you know, I tell you to bring us into the next conversation, but there are certain FCC regulations, I believe, covering that. So that would be an issue.
We won't swear, Tom. We won't swear.
No, but it has to do with the sanctity of private communications and putting somebody on the air when they don't know they're on the air. It's a nice thought, but I believe me, I don't feel like getting fired for it. I thank you very much.
All right.
Or getting fined. That would be, you know, far worse. All right, let's go back to the calls on WBEN. I've got three topics. If you don't know what they are, I'll repeat them ad nauseum after the news at 5:30. I like doing that. Here's Phil in Lovejoy. Phil on WBEN. Stupidest thing you ever did that got you to a hospital or a doctor's office?
Well, Tom, stupidest thing I ever did to get me to a hospital was 472 stitches because I decided to go home for lunch on my 1994 FX RS Sportster Custom that I just got. This guy from Buffalo Harley when they were still on Bailey. And guy did a left-hand turn in front of me on Tonawanda Street and almost lost my left leg. I had 472 stitches inside and out. I was looking at my patella, pulled my jeans back because my knee was cut open right there and looked right at my patella.
Oh, isn't it a wonderful feeling seeing your bones without an X-ray?
It's awesome. And
oh, dude, I cannot imagine that many stitches. How much rehab was involved in that?
It really wasn't that bad because it was all just lacerations, but I was able to sit there under local and converse with the UB intern that stitched me up.
Okay, sir, you win the big ball award of the day. You're a man. You're a stud.
Thanks, man.
You are a stud.
Made me leery of even driving a car for many, many years.
Well, you went through a traumatic experience, and it's only natural you're going to have post-traumatic syndrome. And did you get back on a bike again?
No, just dirt bikes and quads and stuff like that. But I have no need or want to. And you know,
well, but what you did wasn't stupid. It wasn't your fault. Like, person made a left right in front of you.
Tom, I'm driving down Niagara Street in the city, and these guys ride by me doing a wheelie at, you know, 60 with no helmet on these dirt bikes that the tires aren't even approved for the streets. I'm like, oh my God, I get shooken. And this was 1994 this happened.
Wow. So, well, I'm glad you're here to tell the tale. I mean, you must have lost a hell of a lot of blood.
No, it was all just, it just was all just lacerations. My knee, all down my shin.
The arteries? Nothing about the arteries?
No, nothing. Just my knee was peeled back. My knee's cut almost exactly in half. I'll email you a picture.
Yeah. Well, there's no need to email me a picture because then I'll get people sending me, here's my vasectomy. looks like walnuts. All right, I'm glad you called. Thank you. I don't think he did anything stupid. I think the driver of the car did something stupid, which is why, as much as I think it would be cool, I can't do a motorcycle. I can't. The way people are driving now, like I said, ought to be easier to get a gun, harder to get a driver's license. It's Bowerly. I've got three lines in the water, and you are a fish. How does it feel to be a fish? I've got three things. Number one, no particular order, robocalls. Which ones are you getting? I'm getting the constant, hi, is it Jennifer? This is Jennifer calling about your car's warranty. Like, sweetheart, I bought the extended warranty. I'm covered. I'm good. And Marriott, thank you for choosing Marriott. Really? When did I do that? I don't recall. thank you for choosing the sleazy motel on Main Street. All right, days of youth. Robocalls. Also, the dumbest thing you ever did that forced you to go to the hospital or the doctor, that's my fun way of getting to remind you to donate to Oshai Children's Hospital. Go to WBEN.com, and there's a million places you'll see where you can donate, a million ways to do it. And one other thing, you threw out what? And you wish you hadn't, and you saved what, and you wonder why. And in my case, so far, I've not found a single hockey card worth allegedly more than $3. And these are, seriously, these are mint condition early 1970s NHL cards, names I had actually forgotten. And it's a hoot going back saying, whoa, I saw him play. I mean, he's like 84 years old now, and I saw him play. And I know that Mike Robitaille would have a story about each and every dude on each and every one of those cards. And I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I truly don't. I don't know. I might throw them out. I might save them. I don't know. I might sell them, rather. I don't want to save them. I want to get rid of that stuff. Why burden the kids with it? You know, it's just a pain in the butt. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. We have a winner of the Genesis tickets. We have a winner of the Genesis tickets. And calling further, you don't get up. We don't have an extra pair. We're keeping in reserve. If you didn't win this time, I'm sorry, but we've given away the tickets to see Genesis, so you may cease and desist your phone calls with our profound thanks for your taking part in our pageant. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number. You know what my three topics are. They really have nothing to do with each other, but I don't care because it's 6-0 de Mayo. Let's go to some more calls on WBEN. Oh, Debbie in Orchard Park. Debbie, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I can't wait to hear.
Okay. Just funny things you keep. I kept, I don't know if you remember, when they gave matchbooks at weddings.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So we found them, looking through them. My husband and I are saying, who are these people? We went to their wedding?
Oh, man. Could
remember half the people that I had the matchbook cards for.
Did you have like a fishbowl filled up with matches?
Actually, it was, I had a container, you know, a container of, it was an old Budweiser container that we used to throw in a metal box that we used to throw these matchbooks in.
Well, the day of the matchbook is over. I mean, people used to collect matchbooks from hotels, from restaurants. You know, Flamingo, Las Vegas.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. So, okay, I must ask.
No idea.
Did you throw them out or did you put them to good use?
I have them in our bar room just as nostalgia.
Yeah, that is nostalgia because, I mean, you can still buy matches, of course, but the days of, hey, Frank, hand me a book of matches. Oh, Joe's Tavern. Thanks, Frank. Those are over.
Yep.
All right. Well, at least weed's coming to be legal, so, you know, there might be a use for them down the line. All right. Thank you very much, Debbie. I appreciate it. Matchbooks at weddings. Hey, thanks for coming to our wedding. We'd like to give you something to help give you lung cancer. Here you go. Here is Mark in Orchard Park on WBEN. 803-0930 is the number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. Mark, welcome. You are on. You've got a gripe about your robocalls.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a robocall. You know, you get the Microsoft calls. You know, you get like Nadja from India. I am so-and-so from Microsoft. So my wife doesn't like when I answer the calls, but for me, it's cheap entertainment.
Wait, you're getting calls from Microsoft without soliciting Microsoft?
Right. So this is what happened with the one phone call.
I heard Melinda Gates said that was the reason for the divorce, Microsoft.
It might be. So anyways, I'm in the kitchen with the wife, and the phone rings. She's like, why are you answering? It's a spoof number. And I'm like, because it's fun. So I pick up the phone, and the guy says, yeah, I'm from Microsoft. I am from Microsoft, and you have viruses on your computer, and we need to investigate. And, you know, they try to get you to prompt, open up the prompt to be able to type in something that gives them access. And so I play along with the guy. I'm like, all right. He's like, type this in. And I go, okay, so this is what I type in.
No, I was going to say you probably should stop at that one.
Yeah, well, so the guy gets he got like really frustrated. He goes, "Why you little mother?" And he goes, "You know the mother word." And he goes to me, he goes, "Do you know where I am right now?" I go, "No, where are you?" He goes, "I am in the bedroom with your wife." I go, "You are?" I was like, "Dude, is she any good?" Right there, and she's like, "What the heck are you talking to? Who's good?" I was like, it's Nadja from Microsoft. He says he's in the bedroom with you. I just wonder how he's enjoying himself.
Oh, my goodness. I've never gotten one of those calls. But I will tell you that I love the way people from India speak English. English is one of two official English languages in India. There's Hindi and there's English. There's also like 300 languages spoken in India. And the way the Indian people speak English almost makes it a romance language. And Indian cuisine is my all-time favorite.
The best part about that phone call, it even got me a little excited when he was like, I am in the bedroom with your wife. She's like, why do you do that? I'm like, because it's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Are you making a video? I'm sensing a website here.
Well, of course, the guy just hung up, but I just couldn't beat it. I mean, you know, who tells you they're in the bedroom with your wife?
That sounds like something one of my friends would say. I thank you very much for the call, Mark. Thank you. All right, somebody trying to gain control of your computer. I must admit, I have not yet had the pleasure. The only robocalls I get, is it Jennifer? Am I getting, hi, I'm Jennifer, calling about your vehicle warranty. And thank you for choosing Marriott. And sometimes they'll vary it saying, a friend or personal acquaintance of yours has recently stayed at Marriott and recommended you. Like, no, because nobody's traveling anywhere because of the Rona. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're just joining us, I've got time to hear from you. I have three things on the table really quickly. Number one, robocalls you keep getting. They're such a pain in the arse, I think. They always come at the worst possible time. Number two, you saved what? And do you wonder why you saved it? And I wonder how many people there are out there. You uncover this mint box of sports cards and you've got no idea what to do with them. Like, I know they're worth a little something, but that's only presuming somebody wants a Jude Drouin card from 1972. I mean, I'm pretty sure the market for that must be pretty small, unless I just don't know sports cards, which I don't. And that Honus Wagner one I threw away. Not really. What was the other one? I told you. Squirrel. Keeping with the hospital theme, the single dumbest thing you did that got you to a doctor or a hospital. And I must say, some of the people who've called in on that, I don't think they did anything dumb at all. Maybe the motorcycle a little bit, but the Niagara Street or Tonawanda, I forget. The guy who got pulled in front of, he didn't do anything wrong. The person in the car was the stupid one. And that's why motorcycles scare me. And frankly, you know, even if I could fly solo again, given the high-profile aviation, general aviation accidents involving prominent Western New Yorkers over the past couple of years, probably best that I just take commercial instead of flying myself. I mean, I love to do it. I'm glad I did it. Never got the license. Things came up in the way. But, you know, just too many high-profile crashes, like, you know, maybe we should just stick with the big airlines, safest way. All right, here's Bill in Buffalo on WBEN. Bill, hello.
Tom, you're not that prominent, man. I wouldn't go that far.
No. I wasn't insinuating I was, but the people who died were.
I'm just messing with you, man.
No, Mark Croce and Steve Barnes. I mean, they were big shots. I'm a nothing.
Hey, real quick. I get those robocallers all the time, and I always mess with them. But I just started ordering things off Amazon because I don't like putting my information out there. But anyway, I get a call from somebody, says they're from Amazon, tells me my account has been compromised. And I'm like, oh, man, he almost got me. And then he started asking me questions about my Social Security number. He said that my bank had contacted Amazon. And I'm like, all right, what bank do I go through? And it got real quiet, and I go, well, what, you don't even know what bank I go through? You don't know my, I go, why didn't my bank contact me? And I just, you know, he got real quiet and he hung up on me, man. But
nice.
Almost got me.
Well, obviously it pays to be alert and attentive. Nobody legit's ever going to call and say, I need your Social Security number.
Oh, no. I'm just saying after that, you know what I mean? That dawned on me. I wasn't going to give him that anyway. You know?
Absolutely. I'm glad you called, Bill. Not a robocall, but I guess we call that a phishing call, if I'm not incorrect. My mom gets the ones all the time. Hi, this is your grandson. Hi, Grandma. Hey, I'm in a little trouble. I got arrested, and I need you to wire me $9,000. And one of her friends almost fell for it. Somebody at the bank said, this ain't right. Something don't smell. This woman does not come in here and take out $9,000. So if you're a senior citizen and you get a call from somebody purporting to be your grandson in trouble, it's a scam. It's a scam. Of course, my mother will sometimes egg them on and then say, you know, it's funny. I'm an old maid. I never had children. How do I have a grandson? That's mom. Gotta love her. All right, it is Bowerly. I shan't repeat the topics. They shall become obvious as we move along here. Here's Marge in Elma. Hello, Marge.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
It's a great day.
Great, yes. So I unfortunately have a problem with not throwing things out. I had a shoebox full of matchbooks, took the covers. I had my granddaughters help me. I have a coffee table with a glass top in the Florida room. We have ones from casinos, from restaurants that are long gone. Some of them are actually funny because Port of Sports, Kissing Bridge, places that you would, Kmart, they had matchbook covers. It's fun to look at all the places. And I also have under the glass S&H green stamps, chest, Raleigh coupons, bus tokens, pull tabs with the tab, you know, from cans when you used to have the other thing on it, and all the collection of the weird stuff we put under the glass, and it's fun to look at.
My goodness. Have you taken the time to figure out if any of your matchbooks are worth any money? There's about 7,000 matchbook collectors out there.
Really? No. Well, I cut the thing off to put it under the glass, but it's just fun to go down memory lane. Chefs gave out matches.
Yeah, well, especially all the restaurants that are no longer here. Park Lane, you have one of those?
I believe I do.
Yep.
Chefs, Park Lane, Ellicottville Inn.
Three Coins, Nashville North. I mean, we could go through the list of restaurants that ain't around.
Even Arby's gave out matches.
Oh, my God. You know, wow.
Yes, I thought it was humorous with, like, Port of Sports and Kissing Bridge, you know, things that you'd consider to be, you know, sports, healthy, that type of thing.
That is actually quite funny. The problem, I mean, Arby's just needs one change, and the change is horsey sauce. Just a bad name.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
I know it's good, but it's just a bad name. Because, you know, I'm glad you called, Marge. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, matchbooks. I didn't know they were so big. California Tim on WBEN, welcome.
Yes, sir. First, a disclaimer. I also ride a motorcycle, been on the street 17 years. I've never had an accident, so I don't want you to think everybody who's a listener of yours who's had a motorcycle gets in a wreck. That isn't true with me. Okay, regarding the robocalls, yes, Marriott, car warranty, even though I've got the factory one, the Canadian pharmacy where the callers never sound exactly Canadian, and something that really annoys me, a credit card rate reduction, except that I don't have any credit cards, and something that you'll probably hit in a few years when you sign up for Medicare. I keep getting calls from all over the country regarding HumanaCare options and HumanaCare affordability plans, and I'm already getting free medication, so there's really nothing else they can do for me. It's annoying me, that's all.
You know, Tim, there comes a point in every man and every woman's life when they realize it's over, and that is the first AARP letter you get after you turn 50.
Well, I just tear those up. No, I refuse. You know, I'm in excellent shape. I'm 68, but I ride a motorcycle. I ride a bicycle every day. I'm doing well.
All right, Tim, thanks for calling from California. Good to talk to you. Appreciate you listening out that way. I will tell you that, like, most of my friends ride, and a few of them have been in nasty accidents. Some of them, I can't believe they're still alive, to be honest with you. I want to thank you guys for all the calls today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!